Really well. You know, it's always this thing. You come up with this idea, and you think, right, well, this is the idea, and this is what we're going to do. And then as it gets towards it, you start to panic because it's just getting bigger and bigger. But, you know, it's really, really good. So many people have come on board to help. We've got some great stuff coming now. The RAF are bringing a typhoon down, which is brilliant. The Navy are coming along and doing a like a gun run pull thing like they used to do in sort of Royal Tournament days and that sort of thing. So brilliant for people to see that. And then there's massive interest from all of the army units in Scotland. So there'll be not only us who are based in Lucas, but lots of the Royal Regiment of Scotland units, 3 Scots, 7 Scots, 6 Scots, and so on, as well as a wide variety of other stuff. So the military village is becoming a small military city at the moment, but it's looking really good.
And how important would you say this is as far as continuing to establish an army in Lucas?
Do you know, I think it's really important. I mean, you know, we all know that the air show used to be a fabulous event. You know, and it was a real calendar event in the area. And whilst I'm not replicate that, I think it's really important for us to demonstrate to everyone locally that, you know, who we are and what we are. I mean, you know, I really, my basic idea of this is it's just a really good chance for everyone just to come and see what we're up to. A lot of local people I speak to say they did what the RAF did because they'd see these noisy jets flying around, and, you know, that's what they saw. But with the army, we're smaller, we're quieter, you know, we're largely inside the wire. So it's just a really good opportunity to open the doors up and let people come and have a look, come and have a play with our kit, and just see what we get up to.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a cracking day. I'm keeping my fingers crossed here that we've not used up all the dry days for this summer so far.
Yes, you and me both. I mean, I think, you know, I mean, the Fife Riviera has been really brilliant to us, and it's just got to carry on being good for the next couple of weeks. You know, there's nothing I can do about that, but, no. But we are blessed in Lucas with some particularly good weather. I mean, you know, the RAF picked it as an airfield for a reason. So we have to hope that weather holds. You know, the wet weather plan is wear a cagoule. But other than that, you know, I think, you know, if the weather's good to us, then I think it'll just be a brilliant day out. And we've got great things happening now. Some really good responses. So we've got a raffle, which is being jointly combined between us and SAFA. So we're doing a lot of charity raising, fundraising there. And people like the RNA have just donated some amazing prizes to that with free tickets for the Open and that sort of stuff. So there's sort of, not only is there great stuff to see, but there's great wider family stuff, fairground rides, and, you know, and a chance to win some pretty cool prizes as well.
Okay, so it's going to be an absolutely cracking day, and we'll continue to talk about it and the build-up to it, obviously, and BFBS and Forces TV will be there on the day as well. What else can you tell us about what's coming up on the horizon as far as Scots DG are concerned?
Well, for us, that we literally finish that the next day. We then deploy to Kakubri in Galloway for 3 weeks on exercise. And then that then sort of sees us complete our year at readiness, and we then have summer leave a bit earlier than normal in July, and then we come back from that, and our focus switches then to getting ready to deploy to Cyprus as part of the United Nations Peacekeeping Force on Optosca. So we come back from summer leave, and then we start going through all of the build-up training, and then we deploy sort of mid to late September for 6 months.
Fantastic. And I believe your sports teams are doing well as well. Congratulations on the football front.
Yeah, I know, it's really good. I mean, our rugby teams had a bit of a shocker this year. We had to pull out of the league because we couldn't field a front row. So for a big rugby playing unit, that was a disappointment, but out of nowhere the soccer team have come up and won the Tri-Service Scottish League, which is brilliant. And to be fair to them, you know, they've had a run of a difficult couple of years, and actually it's all really come together this year, and the boys are properly delighted. And now we have to go down south and start playing some of the teams in the English League. So yeah, really good, really, really pleased with them, and it's a brilliant effort from the boys, and a real demonstration for them that actually if you stick at something, you know, sooner or later, you keep working hard and then it all comes together, and their reward is that they've won the league. So I'm delighted for them.
Okay. Finally, we touched on the change for the community around Lucas. I'm just wondering about the changes that the guys have felt with the move from Germany back into Scotland. Is it all going well? Everyone happy?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I hear nothing but good stuff. I mean, I think, you know, we operate now differently than how we did in Germany, you know. And we're still very much a family regiment. But, you know, in Germany, there was a lot more weekend activity, the welfare teams, the chain of command laid weekends activity on. Whereas now we're very much a sort of Monday to Friday organisation, and you know, the weekends in Lucas, it's a ghost town because everyone whips back home to Edinburgh or Glasgow or wherever they're from. And so that's sort of slightly changed the aspect. But I mean, I think that, you know, talking to the soldiers, they would be happier doing that anyway. So, you know, it all changes for the better. But like everything, you know, whenever there's any change, it takes a good couple of years to settle in. But broadly positive, and I think we're in a happy place at the moment.